This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another day, another conversation on the DJV show. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello to Jennifer Horn. Hello to Victoria Keelan. Hello to Kara Schillen. And most importantly, hello to you. Don't forget to do the DJV show routine every week. You want to hear podcasts of some fun stuff on the air and off the air. Off the air with DJV. The podcast at DJVshow.com, where you can also, if you lost a signal on your radio, you go to DJVshow.com and hit the listen button when we're on the air, and bingo, there we are. Hooray. So, those of you who are familiar with my interest in things that are out of this world will be interested to know that yet there is one more mystery to be solved. Something from out of this world, Victoria, appeared in the afternoon sky between Portland and Seattle, and nobody could figure out what it was. So the air traffic control people went to commercial airline pilots as they were flying between Portland and Seattle. In other words, they go on the air, the squawk, and they will ask all of the planes that they have in their control there if anybody is seeing anything unusual. And the answer from every pilot who responded was, yeah, I saw something back at 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock or wherever it was. Some people thought it was an Air National Guard F-15 fighter. And it wasn't. As a matter of fact, they sent them up. When they couldn't figure out, the air traffic control people couldn't figure out what it was, they sent these F-15s up to find out, to investigate, and they couldn't keep up with this object. People were seeing it. It would move. It was flying about 35 to 40,000 feet. At one point, air traffic controller, if you listen to the audio clip, the pilot says, I can see it. It's about 12 miles off my left-hand side, or whatever it is. I don't remember what they call it, left-hand side, or whatever it is.
Port and starboard, like on a ship?
Yeah, like on a ship. Yeah, same kind of thing. So, one pilot said that he saw the thing almost stop, and then it was moving at 370 knots, and then 420 knots, or whatever it is. But it didn't have a transponder signal. You know, most, or all airplanes, whether they are commercial or not, now have to have these safety devices installed in them if you're flying with any regularity, the traffic collision avoidance system. That's why there are no more mid-air collisions, because they have this device in the cockpit that is completely, it sort of puts a guard-all shield around the plane, and for 5 miles in any direction, up, down, sideways, it'll tell the pilot if there's any traffic. It's within 5 miles of the plane.
So what you're saying is that there's an alien flying around in our sky?
What I'm saying is something that nobody knows, nobody has figured out, nobody can figure out what it is. One of the theories, which has not been discounted, by the way, one of the things, we always talk about the drug traffic coming from Cuba on the boats into Miami and the stuff that's coming across that lands in some of these little areas that aren't patrolled, like Corpus Christi or Galveston, along the coast of Texas or Louisiana or any of these places where they can slip in with a boat. But nobody talks about the planes that fly the air corridors in times when they aren't going to necessarily be detected. I think you're taking a big chance if you do that, frankly. But that's the government is trying to tell us that that's what it is. They think that it was somebody smuggling drugs into our country. One of the pilots, United Flight 612, asked by air traffic if he sees a mystery aircraft in his 3 o'clock position, and he says, "Yeah, we got him. He's about 4 miles away. And from the tone of his voice, he'd been watching the object, which he described as a white speck, for 400 or 500 miles. He said it had been right above his plane pretty much for the entire trip. So how is that explained away as a small plane bringing drugs into the country if it's a speck that he saw and then it was above his plane? He saw it and it would go out in front of his plane and then sort of hold back and fly over his plane.
Well, yeah, and what other, I mean, where are the drugs being delivered from that it's that this country has a plane that can stop basically midair and then go super fast and is faster than all of the planes that we have? I mean, that's, if that's a thing, that's a little worrisome.
Now, Doug, refresh,
which state was this over?
Oregon. Washington and Oregon.
Always happens there.
Because I'm looking on the MUFON map, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah.
The live alien sightings and UFO sightings. It's Mutual UFO Stalker. And there's, I don't have a report yet here for Oregon, but they have all of the live UFOs that are being tracked currently.
Right. How many are there?
Interesting map.
How many are there?
A lot, actually. Right now, apparently last night in Marina Del Rey, there were four red orbs that traveled together in a line that have been reported that looked strange. There is some sort of a menacing-looking triangle that has been hovering over Troy, New York, which is sort of upstate New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You should take a look at this map because it's it's everything that's being reported right now in real time.
Well,
I'm surprised you're not like a member of this.
What happened?
The president.
Yeah, right. The president. I happen to believe that there is a great sense to, and after my retreat in Italy a couple of weeks ago, I'm more of a believer if there ever was a question. When I was younger, I didn't even think about these things. But now, as I look around and see, and of course, Meredith didn't do anything to discourage me. She bought me 5 magazines, the National Geographic, all kinds of things that focus on extraterrestrials, out-of-the-world experiences, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think that we are foolish to believe that we are all alone. This was it yesterday or the day before, whenever it was, we were talking about the sighting of yet another new planet. So, come on.
I get all that, but, like, why is there no contact being made then?
How do you know
there is?
You don't know.
I mean, apparently, according to this, in Chattanooga, there was a very aggressive alien encounter. So, and that was from four days ago. So maybe there is.
I had an encounter with an alien. If I start the story now, we got to do some other stuff. But remind me at some point in time to talk about my encounter with an alien. I think I told you about my shoulder being brushed when I was in one of the temples over there. Right. So that's food for thought. In a moment, we're going to bring ourselves around to something that is a real problem and something I can identify with because my mother died from the problem we will discuss, trying to get you to recognize the symptoms of COPD and what to do about it. That's our focus next here on DJV.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in, JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, quarter after the hour now, time for us to visit with Shannon Kasperbauer, who is an infectious disease doctor at the National Jewish Health and assistant professor in the Division of Microbacteriology and Respiratory Infections. Wow, what a title. Dr. Kasperbauer, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
My mother died of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease at the age of 50 because she had smoked since the age of 17. And so I have a closeness in my mind and my experience to people. My grandfather, her father died of the same thing at the age of 66. His mother died of the same thing at the age of 88. They lived in the coal mining country of southern Illinois. So this thing has been around for a long time. It's just more recently sort of been identified in a different way. Isn't that true? I mean, we never called it chronic obstructive pulmonary disease before. We called it emphysema and then related things to that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
it's close to home. And today I'm going to be talking about a progressive chronic infection that disproportionately affects those people that have COPD, and it's called NTM lung disease. So NTM stands for non-tuberculous mycobacteria, which you're right, it is a mouthful. But basically, these are bacteria that are a natural part of our environment, and we all inhale them all the time. But when you have a chronic lung infection, it can cause chronic symptoms like a chronic cough, fever, night sweats, weight loss, or extreme fatigue. And interestingly, it's related to COPD because people with COPD or asthma or bronchiectasis are disproportionately affected because they can't clear the bacteria from their lungs. Mm-hmm. So those people with COPD have a 15-fold higher risk of having NTM lung infection than those people without.
So how do you find out that you have this problem?
Right. So usually you have those symptoms that I just described, those chronic cough, shortness of breath, fevers, chills, or night sweats. And your doctor then will perform a history and a physical exam, but more importantly, they're going to look for these germs in your sputum. So they'll ask for sputum cultures, and they'll get a CAT scan of your chest, which is really important because a chest X-ray just doesn't give us enough definition to diagnose this disease.
You know, it's interesting. I've had bronchial stuff as issues all through my life. I've never smoked. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I live on a farm. Work on a farm. There's a lot of dust and stuff around. But I have about this time every year, I just came back from a trip overseas, and I seem to, even though I work hard to keep my immune system functioning well, I seem to get these sort of chronic, the cough, the stuff you just described. Exactly. And I'm thinking to myself,
and I think that's a really important point, that people also sometimes just describe recurrent bronchitis or pneumonia that may not fully respond to the standard antibiotic therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My doctor gave me the Z-Pak to get rid of this, and it goes, I don't usually, you know, I have to have taken doxycycline and things like that. I don't like these drugs. I'd rather try to get rid of it naturally, but the stuff is so strong that I got to do something to get rid of it. And I'm just wondering to myself whether I'm someone that ought to have this checked out.
You certainly may. And I would, you know, I would talk to your provider about it. And, you know, there's some important websites that patients can go to more about NTM lung disease. So one is aboutntm.com. And there you can find exactly what you're looking for, a discussion to start that conversation with your providers about how to get diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And then the second website that I would encourage your listeners to go to is ntminfo.org. And the latter website is a really nice resource for people to find an online community or even local support groups in their area with other patients that struggle with NTM lung infection.
All right. This is very good advice, very good information, close to home, about ntm.com and ntminfo.org. So if you have any of these symptoms, I'm certainly going to work on this myself a little bit. Dr. Casper Bauer, thank you for bringing us up to date. About ntm.com and ntminfo.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. with the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Brad Paisley taking his talents on the road. 23 after the hour, Brad Paisley's Weekend Warrior World Tour extended into the new year with a 26-day trek kicking off the 25th of January in L.A. at the Staples Center, Jen.
Ew, I'm ready.
Stretches out through April, and special guests included in the performances will be Chase Bryant. Who's he related to? Anybody else?
Chase? Yeah. I don't know if he is any, if he's related to anybody now.
Dustin Lynch. Lindsay, is it Lindsay L? Is that her name? I don't know who she is. Who's she? Anybody know?
I don't know who that is either. Gosh, am I striking out big time or what?
No, you're okay.
Okay.
Let's see. They're going to keep the tour going as they make arrangements, so they'll invade, I guess, more dates later on. His 11th studio album, Love and War, released earlier this year, came as 9th to debut at number 1 on Billboard's country chart. At last week's CMA Awards, he co-hosted for the 10th time with Carrie. He performed his current hit, Heaven South, as a duet with Kane Brown. He broached a political subject with great seriousness earlier this year in the title track from Love and War, as he co-wrote a country rock song tackling the mistreatment of war veterans. John Fogerty was in on that.
This is him.
CCR.
Right here.
That's it, really?
Yeah, that was him singing. And then I think this is Brad Paisley, right, Jen?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
But that's why this album was really cool, though, because he's got songs with, what, Mick Jagger and I think John Fogerty and a couple other big people.
That's cool, yeah. Such a good guitarist, Brad Paisley, too. He's a great musician.
He says, knowing that politics and music can be tricky, it's a scathing indictment, but who could possibly disagree what is he talking about? Disagree with what?
The mistreatment of veterans, that's the song.
Oh.
That's what the whole song's about.
It is? Oh, I hear it. Yeah, I see it now. Yeah. Well, and he's got me on that one, because we are screwing our veterans like you would believe. Ugh, it's disgusting. Next up on the musical focus list, in this hour's Mary J. Blige gets the Icon Award, and Grace Vanderwaal is going to be honored with the Rising Star Award at Billboard's annual Women in Music Dinner and Award Ceremony, November 30th in L.A. Tell me about Grace Vanderwaal. What do we need to know about her?
She won America's Got Talent.
Ah, okay. Yep.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez. She was only like 12 or 13 when she won.
Oh, okay. I remember her. Yeah. Selena Gomez has been named Billboard's Woman of the Year this year. Kelly Clarkson, Camila Cabello, and Kehlani are all set to receive honors as well. Performers at the Women in Music event include Kelly Clarkson, Cabello, Kehlani, and Van der Waal. Women in Music Red Carpet Pre-Show Award Ceremony. Schedule a live stream on Twitter on November 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. Why did they put this on a network? And we wonder. Should I be asking that question?
Why not? Because I think this audience is probably more of like a streaming audience.
On the stream, okay. Well, here's my, this is in my wheelhouse, ELO, Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra announcing a summer North America tour. The band has not been out for 35 years. I'll go see him. Starting off August 2nd in Oakland at the Oracle Arena. 10 shows over 3 weeks before ending in Philadelphia on 24 August. Our audiences are amazing. It's like they're in a group. We can't wait to play for them again. I've never seen ELO, but I've always liked them. And just that, they have that really interesting rock feel to them. So, anyway, if you're an ELO fan, something to look forward to. Don't let me forget, okay, ladies, that I want to see the ELO tour if it comes to Boston.
Right, you
go out
got
there,
it.
If it goes somewhere else. Yep. All right, here we are, 28 past the hour, all together once again.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Let's get at it here. 34 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. In a moment, I'm going to do what you love to do, Jennifer. Shop.
I love shop. It. I'm actually shopping right now while I'm talking to you.
Are you really?
I really am.
Paying attention to what we're doing? What in the world?
Does it sound like I'm not paying attention? I'm talking with you right now. I can multitask.
Can you? Well, my hero.
Women are capable of that.
I've heard that. Yeah, women actually are much better at that sort of thing than our men. And we're going to talk to somebody who is an expert when it comes to finding gifts, gifting for gamers. Uh-huh. The hottest games, trends, that sort of thing, with a focus toward what you can get for Black Friday deals in that area now, rather than waiting until next Friday. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, a rather interesting development in New York. The Metropolitan Museum of Art has confirmed that the theme for their next Costume Institute exhibit, which precedes the Met Gala that everybody seems to get wrapped up, at least in New York, the fashion queens and kings, It's called Heavenly Bodies, Fashion, and the Catholic Imagination. Wow. This opens up next May, Jennifer. The Vatican is on board with this. The exhibit will feature religious items, papal robes, for example, things the Pope uses, the things he wears, with a lot of fashions from major design houses that are going to be compared, contrasted to that which the Catholic hierarchy wears. This is kind of an interesting twist. This is kind of weird, but... So modern clothing being displayed alongside ancient art in the museum's medieval and Byzantine galleries to provide an interpretive context for fashion's engagement with Catholicism. Now, I never thought that the Pope was a fashion guy, or your friendly priest, local bishop, whomever, was the stuff they wore was a fashion statement. Do you ever think of that? Jennifer, when you were going to church, look at the priest. Is he a fashion statement?
Well, I didn't usually. Usually I don't judge the priest by what he's wearing, no.
Well, they're all wearing the same thing.
They're wearing robes, sure, yeah.
They have sort of they have a uniform that they wear. Isn't there some company that makes all the robes?
Well, it's not a uniform, but it's a robe. I mean, I guess maybe.
What do they wear under the robe? They have their collar, and then they wear a black suit under the robe?
Yes, I guess that is a uniform. Yeah. Sounds funny.
Yeah, it is a uniform.
Do the popes get to, you know, like, embellish a little bit, though? Isn't there a pope who wore, like, bright red Gucci shoes or something with his outfit? Or did I just make that up?
You're supposed to take a vow of poverty. I can't imagine that they would get away with Gucci shoes unless they were donated, maybe.
They give them, you know, the popes and priests and stuff get money given to them all the time, all kinds of stuff. That happens. I've had some friends who were high up in the Catholic associations, for lack of a better way of referring to them, and they were giving money to priests all the time. So, anyway, Jennifer, why is Gene Simmons banned from Fox?
I'm sorry, what? Why is he banned
from Fox? Fox News has banned Gene Simmons for life.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out what the story was there. This is, it doesn't look like a put-on. I'm not looking at the Onion, although this is something that you'd likely see in the Onion. It's not in the Onion. Because he's been on Fox a lot. You know, he's
banned
been banned.
Over his behavior. Right. Let's see. Last week he was on Fox and Friends in the morning. I guess he was also on Mornings with Maria to promote his new book on power. According to a Fox News source, Simmons barged in on a staff meeting, unbuttoned his shirt, and exposed his torso, shouting, "Hey chicks, sue me." Sorry.
Right.
He also told jokes about Michael Jackson and pedophilia and made mocking remarks about the intelligence of staffers. His behavior has now seen him banned from the building and from further Fox News shows. He has not commented on the claim. Simmons had previously condemned Harvey Weinstein's harassment, saying, "Men are jackasses. From the time we're young, we have testosterone. I'm not validating it or defending it." In another interview earlier in the week, he had said, "I want all the jackasses to go to jail for being improper." And he recently caused more controversy by claiming women had to choose between a family and a career. He said, "Get over your biological urges. It's natural to want to have kids, but sorry, you can't have it both ways. You have to commit to either career or family. It's very difficult to have both," which he's not wrong about. It is difficult to have both.
All right. Huh. You agree with that statement?
I think you can have both, but he said it's difficult to have both, and it is. Every working mom.
We have to choose?
Well, he says it's difficult to have both.
You can imagine.
He also said you have to choose, and that's not true at all.
Right.
But he's an old-time sort of thinker, and I can just imagine him. I can see it. I've only been around him once in my life, and he is like a trip and a half.
I hung out with him like a year ago, and not even. And he's very smart. What people don't realize is that Gene Simmons is super smart, and he's taken a mediocre musical talent, and he's made it into something gigantic by branding and concert t-shirts, and that's where all of his money came from, was in merchandise and memorabilia. And so he is a smart guy, but he is kind of inappropriate. I mean, he made some comments to me when we were at this Rock and Brew cruise event. He's like, oh, you know, if I weren't married, this wife of mine keeps me tired. I mean, you know, he makes these comments.
Nonsense.
That are probably inappropriate.
Before he married Shannon Tweed, he was running around with everybody.
I think
she put up with
him on it.
Because
she
she's a beautiful
woman. Yeah,
but,
she's hot.
Anyway, I can absolutely imagine him walking into a room and ripping open his shirt and saying, look at this, lady, sue me.
Absolutely
see him do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that kind of behavior is just not going to work anymore.
Nope, not at all. Lawsuits galore.
Can't even write it off.
Of lawsuits, there are 14 more lawsuits that have been filed this past week because of the shooting at the concert in Las Vegas. One woman says she's so traumatized that she's mistaken the sound of rain for gunshots.
Mm.
Wow. So you can imagine... the complaints.
Still no answers on that.
No.
Finds it suspicious.
Nothing.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Here.
Right. No, you're not alone.
I think so.
Very suspicious. It's just, and more.
Do
than
they
that,
ever find anything more about that girlfriend who got the money?
Nope. Not that they said.
So that just was a dried up trail. I mean, that just seemed like there was a lot more there.
All right. Let me just stay in Las Vegas for a second. Then we're going to learn about gaming and holiday gift ideas. There's a new. This is the funny side of Las Vegas. The other thing's not. It's a new self-driving shuttle bus that they've been touting the Las Vegas Tourism Bureau. Look at this. We've got self-driving buses. So they started it last week. And within the first day or two, the driverless vehicle was involved in a crash with a delivery truck. This is in downtown Las Vegas. The bus automatically stopped to try to avoid an accident after the sensors around the bus detected the truck. But the delivery truck didn't stop, grazed the front fender, and cracked up the front of the bus. That the truck had the same sensing equipment the shuttle had, the accident would have been avoided. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have trucks, cars, and buses with sensing devices so they can't crash into each other. But in the meantime, there'll be crashes galore while people try to figure out how to dodge these. Because that's what the sensors in the Tesla that I was in, that I tested, testing a Tesla, get it? The sensors do take over the car. You can take your hands off the wheel or off the throttle. They'll just, or you don't even touch the brake. When they sense something, the car just stops. But if you're in the middle of a highway, hello, what happens to the cars that are around you that may not be able to stop that fast or even see what's going on? All right. Something to think about. Yes? I thought it was something.
Yes.
Well, that's, I brought it up. All right, 43 past the hour. We'll be joined by Eric Lachter in a moment to figure out what we can do to take advantage of the situation before Black Friday when it comes to buying some of these things, these cool things for Christmas.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles Mikes? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour now. We prepare ourselves for the onslaught of interest in various things. I'm not a gamer, so perhaps I'll give way to Victoria and to Kara when it comes to this expertise, although I can ask good questions. Eric Lachter is the director of brand marketing at PlayStation. Excellent place for us to find out what's going on in the game department. Eric, welcome in to our program. What is it? How many people are actually into video games? Is this a majority of people that live in our country? What's the stat there?
Good morning. Really nice to meet you. It's an awesome time to be talking about PlayStation. I'm just looking up the answer to your question. I saw something.
Yeah.
I saw something like 65% of people play video games. I think that's the number.
65%. All right.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
And how has the how has the audience matured? How has the hardware and software matured since way back in the days when was what Pokemon or Pac-Man or whoever it was that what did
yeah.
this all stuff?
Yeah, I love that. When I grew up, it was Atari 2600, Pac-Man,
yes.
and Combat and stuff like that. So
yeah, yeah.
we might be of the same age. But the games today are incredible. They're totally immersive. You turn them on and you can't believe you're in a video game. It feels like you're watching a movie or a show, super rich. So we've got amazing games, something for everyone. The hot games right now are Call of Duty World War II, which is kind of a Brotherhood shooter story. Super realistic and back to Call of Duty's roots. There's a new Star Wars game, which also has that nostalgia. If you grew up watching the Star Wars movies, it's awesome. And then there's another game coming out, or that's out right now, called Horizon Zero Dawn, which features a female hero with orange hair that battles like robot dinosaurs. So those are a few of the games that are popular right now.
All right. So my son, who works in Los Angeles, has many friends who are in the business. And one of the things that I'm fascinated with are the number of people. As a matter of fact, I think UCLA is offering a course now in how to make these games or how to develop these games because it's such a
yeah.
big business. Is that, am I right? Am I on
it's a huge
firm ground
business.
Here? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm making an entire living doing it, and I really enjoy it.
Well, how do you come up with ideas, though? Where is this like somebody, is a movie, someone with a movie background or a TV background, is that how you have to dream this stuff up?
I think video games are part of the entertainment business. So you think about music, film, TV shows. It's definitely, there's a lot of creative people on the developer side. There's marketing folks. Another thing that's going on right now at PlayStation is we have a virtual reality product called PlayStation VR. And when you talk about innovation and entertainment, our new VR product is unbelievable. There's over 100 games. There's one called Resident Evil, which is sort of like a horror movie come to life. Within your eyes, you can look up, down, left, and right, and you're within the game, and it'll terrify you.
Great. Where's Chuck? We have a movie guy who's on this program, Eric, and he loves horror movies. He loves all the Friday the 13th and Halloween and chainsaw stuff. He'll be right in your wheelhouse for that stuff. So that brings me around to asking about parental responsibility, because a lot of these things are for mature audiences. How do you keep, parents have to be aware of or not, and, you know, they ought to know what's going on in terms of giving advice. How do you give parents advice to buy the right video games?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I have a daughter, and I monitor what content she uses. There's something called the ESRB that rates every game. But there's some amazing deals right now at Holiday, Doug. I mean, you can get a PlayStation 4 for $199 or a VR headset for $299.
Yeah.
So I think the important thing is to just, you know, monitor the content that you're
So we don't have to
enjoy.
Wait for Black Friday. This is something you can find today.
Black Friday through Cyber Monday, $199 for PlayStation and $299 for VR.
All right, so you do have to, this is a Black Friday through the weekend of Cyber Monday thing. All right, so that's next week. That's good to know, because there are lots of people who want to get things done ahead of time, but the best deals, if you're explaining it correctly, as I'm sure you are through this next weekend, Black Friday through Cyber Monday. All right, thank you. Eric Lochter here at 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen with the ladies on the DJV experience, and also the time during the week when we try to focus on automobiles and cars and that sort of thing. Which brings me around to asking the question, when is the best time, Victoria and I were just talking about this, to buy your next vehicle? And if you think about it, in life, timing is everything, isn't it, right? And that's true when you buy a car, you do it at the right time. It could mean the difference between saving a lot of money, maybe hundreds, even thousands of dollars. So your next vehicle purchase should be on your mind as you listen to Andy Solomon here.
Some shoppers believe negotiating is the only way to get a good deal on a new car, but according to Auto Trader's Brian Moody, doing thorough research and waiting for the right time to buy is a better strategy.
Buying at the end of the month or quarter is always a good idea, as car dealers work hard to reach their sales goals. Also, at the end of the day, dealers could be more flexible, and you might find a better deal than, say, on a Saturday morning.
A great way to save big bucks is to get a new vehicle from the previous model year or to shop during holiday weekends such as Thanksgiving. But you should always keep in mind to research online.
While you'll still want to visit a dealer for a test drive or product demo, today you can complete an entire car purchase online. Everything from the financing to the price, color, and trim level can be handled without ever stepping foot inside a dealership.
For more information, go to autotrader.com. Now you're in the know from Autotrader.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the Medicare Hospice Benefit, which has brought high-quality, patient-centered care to millions of Americans. The National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization is working to help people understand that hospice increases quality of life when a cure is not possible, and that it allows patients to spend their final months at home with support for family caregivers. Hospice care is widely covered by both Medicare and most private insurance plans. Ido Banik, NHPCO President and CEO.
one of the biggest misconceptions about hospice is that it's only brink-of-death care, which is simply not true. There's no reason to fear hospice. It's meant to provide comfort during the final months of life, not just the final hours, and allows patients to make their end-of-life journey at home, surrounded by their loved ones, where they want to be.
To learn more about hospice, see videos of hospice in action, or find a provider in your community, visit momentsoflife.org.
You know, one of the things about new cars, the technology that's in them, we tend to spend so much time in our lives trying to acclimate ourselves to the technology that's around or take advantage of the technology, whether it's your car, in the workplace, or at home. Thus, the focus appropriately toward your home for a moment here, courtesy of the folks at Vivint Smart Home, which is the number one smart home services provider in the entire country. So if you're thinking about making your home smarter, these people want to work with you because it makes your life so much easier. The benefits of this product go throughout your whole house, whether it's checking to see who's there, knocking on your door, ringing the doorbell, whether it's the thermostats in your house. You want to keep them down during the daytime when you're not there, move them up. All kinds of things. Everything in your home can be run by the Vivint Smart Home Technology System. Everything. Day in, day out, week in, week out. This is the way to make your house comfortable, save a lot of money on heating and cooling bills. So, and by the way, we were just talking off the air about how many people are getting ripped off, right, Victoria, with packages being delivered to their
mm-hmm.
home.
Oh, it's a big problem.
It's become a big business. It really has. So if you want to make sure more people order stuff, this may be the only thing that keeps Amazon at bay, because otherwise they're going to take over the world. Fact that stuff gets delivered, people stealing it, if you want to get the UPS guy to let you know when you're going to have a visit from him, you can unlock the house from a distance with a Vivint Home System, and bingo, he puts the stuff inside the door, closes the door, you're all set. All kinds of reasons for this remote control, the Vivint System. So smart. You want to give yourself a little present for Christmas? Call 855-718-6167. Check out the website, the DJV Show website, djvshow.com, and see the details of this. And then call after you've checked it all out. Vivint Smart Home. Unlock the future, technologically speaking, at your home. 855-718-6167. Vivint, 855-718-6167. Speaking of cars and stuff, see the story about the police officer in Georgia that chased the McLaren at 155 miles an hour down the highway, and she caught up to him. She was driving a Dodge with a Hemi V8 in it.
Yeah, probably the Chargers. That go pretty fast. The Dodge Chargers that all the cops drive?
Those are fast. Right. And the state cops love having those. So this guy went by her at like 20 times faster than she was going. And she chased him and caught up to him. The game, I think he was drunk. Ay-ay-ay. All right. We have 59 after the hour, don't we, now, on the DJV Show?
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.